It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May the 24th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $26,742. ETH is up slightly at $1,815, and Binance Coin is even at $308. Well, Coinbase responded to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in their ongoing lawsuit accusing the regulator of speaking inconsistently. Coinbase claims the SEC has already decided to deny the request for new rules and argues that their petition for a response about digital asset regulation is still necessary. Coinbase filed the lawsuit last month seeking court action against federal officials to obtain a specific response from the SEC. The dispute revolves around the classification of digital assets as securities and the application of SEC trading rules. Coinbase cites public comments from SEC Chair Gary Gensler as evidence of the agency's intentions and argues that the SEC's enforcement actions suggest a lack of consideration for their petition. Japan is set to enforce stricter AML laws, including the travel rule recommended by the Financial Action Task Force starting from the 1st of June. The decision comes after Japan's AML measures were deemed inadequate by the FATF. The travel rule requires the sharing of information on crypto fund transfers between financial institutions. The FATF has been urging member nations to adopt travel rule legislation since 2019, and the recent support from the G7 forum has further emphasized the importance of global implementation. Well, after facing backlash from the crypto community, hardware wallet Ledger has decided to postpone the release of its Ledger Recover. Users expressed concerns about sharing their seed phrases and the potential risks involved, with Ledger CEO Pascal Gauthier addressing the community's concerns by pledging to open source the Ledger Recover code before releasing the feature. He acknowledged the importance of transparency and said more parts of Ledger's code will be open sourced in the future. The company has scheduled a discussion on Twitter to further address the issue. Well, good news for the industry broadly. Crypto hacks and attacks have dropped by a significant 70% in the first quarter of 2023 when compared to the same period of last year. A report by security firm TRM Labs shows that both the number of attacks and the stolen amounts have decreased. The average hack size in the first quarter of 2023 was around $10 million, down from nearly $30 million in the first quarter of 2022. Victims have been able to recover over half the stolen funds during the period. Those improvements can be attributed to the better security measures, increased collaboration within the industry, and stricter regulations. However, it's important to remain cautious as the decline may only be temporary, as a few large-scale attacks can still significantly impact the total amount stolen. And finally, the Solana Foundation has launched a ChatGPT plugin integrating AI into its Layer 1 blockchain. This open-source reference implementation allows users to interact with the Solana network directly from ChatGPT, providing easier access to Solana data and protocols. The plugin enables NFT buying, transferring of tokens, inspecting transactions, interpreting public account data, and discovering NFT collections based on floor prices. Solana co-founder Anatoly Yakovenko emphasizes that AI integration makes the Solana blockchain more usable. The foundation has launched a 3-month accelerator program for university students dedicated to blockchain and AI experimentation. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.